You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki for KFSK News. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. And I'm joined virtually today by Kimberly Vaughn, Observation Program Leader with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning.
Well, today is the 29th of July. We're nearly done with this wet month, but at least we get to finish off with some dry days here.
Yes, we do. The good news is actually Petersburg area had a stretch of 8 consecutive dry days with no measurable precipitation to start the month. But unfortunately, then we had about 16 days of rain to follow. And then this past weekend might have seemed a bit wet. And that's because Sunday received the most precipitation so far this month, when 1.46 inches of precipitation fell in the bucket.
Is that a daily record for this area?
It is not, but it was certainly a wet day. And the weekend, Saturday, received almost a quarter of an inch. So by the end of the weekend, 1.68 inches had fallen.
Do you have what the monthly total is to date then at this point?
Yes, so far this month, 7.90 inches of rainfall has fallen. The normal for the entire month of July is 5.21 inches. So we're already over 2.5 inches above normal. And with a few more days of the month left, and the good news is before the month ends, the last very last day, the 31st, there may be some showers moving in. So might see a little bit more rain, but for the most part, not much.
But for the next few days, we get some clear skies and some hotter temperatures for the first time in a while.
Yes. Today, temperatures into the 70s. And then by the time Thursday rolls around, just depending on if we can suppress those sea breezes, and also the smoke that's coming over from Siberia could mute the temperatures a little bit, but we're flirting with temperatures in the upper 70s and possibly even seeing 80s.
Okay, so the smoke in the skies that you're seeing up in the Juneau area, that's from across the pond, huh?
It is, all the way from Siberia, and it's covering much of the state of Alaska and is reaching about to the central panhandle right now. And it will likely continue to kind of reach to the south.
Okay. Anything else important to highlight for this week?
No, just enjoy the sunshine. Find your sunglasses and sunscreen and enjoy.
Okay. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.